Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Careful, Tar Heels, don't get trapped at Syracuse. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Okay, Carolina has won five straight and put itself in a position to do just about anything except catch Virginia for first place in the ACC. Here is now what's within reach. Second or third place and seed in the ACC race and tournament. Climb a size to number two or three NCAA seed. Beat Duke and Durham for season sweep. Now, wouldn't that be something? Keep shooting it in all the way back to a third straight Final Four. As long as they don't get trapped tonight at Syracuse, definitely a trap game. A bunch of no-names who want to make a name, like leading scorer Tyus Battle, who up north is already a big name. The Orange are 18-9, but just 7-7 in the ACC for 10th place. They need a marquee win, and now that Carolina has moved rapidly up in the tournament metrics, this is the game for Syracuse to solidify its bid to the big dance. The game is in the spacious Carrier Dome, and we all know that football stadia haven't treated the Heels well over the years. Sure, they have a good record up there in the big bubble, but 2-1 against the Cuse is a small sample size, and 5-1 in the NCAA tourney is when all the chips are on the table. So we still have shooting concerns, especially this team. Have you noticed that when the Tar Heels are putting the ball in the basket from outside, they can beat anyone? But when they don't, and don't get anything inside, they can almost lose to anyone. Can you say Wofford? A third reason to worry is KG coach Jim Boeheim, who has not played a defensive possession of anything but zone unless the Orange are way behind and have to press. That means they must be pretty good at their zones, say good enough to hold opponents at 33% from the arc this season. So again, Carolina has to shoot it in to win, and it must be selective against the Syracuse zone. Don't take any old three-pointers. Work the rock until we get a good look, or Kenny Williams pump fake some defender into press row to get open. The best way to bust a zone is penetrate by the latest and greatest postman in Carolina history, Theo the Zone Buster. Give it to number one in the paint and let him find Joel or Cam or Kenny or Luke cutting or spotting up, or else wheel and deal to the basket. I like that new outside-inside game. Let's call it In Theo We Trust. This is Archansky. See ya.